RideFTL.com to learn more. Ride Finders, what drives you?
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people, Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-743-7967. 800-743-7967.
This week at Target, get Ziploc bags for $6.99. Find these and lots of other great deals for everything on your list. Target, run and done. Pricing may vary.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Yeah, you don't need a coat. It's warm. And you might not need a hat either.
I have my coat on in here.
Well, that's...
it doesn't matter what the outside temperature is, though.
That's the 46-degree studio. That's different.
Everybody looks at us weird when we're walking in.
Dan, they look at you weird anyway. Oh. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
You're walking down the street. Meet somebody anywhere, they look at you weird.
They go, why?
Because you're probably doing something goofy.
Why do you have that coat?
You say, I like to be different.
Yeah.
You don't know what we have to deal with, man.
If people only knew.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
I need to watch that again. That's one of those movies that never gets old. The stupid gags never get old.
And then they take Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out of the thing in his L.A. Lakers uniform.
Sitting here thinking about how it was over a month ago, the station brass said, oh, we'll have all the information about that golf tournament in September. It'll be up next week. That was a month ago. So, folks, I don't know what to tell you. It'll be there eventually. All the information. September 15th, save the date. Not to be confused with any other golf tournament. This one doesn't have my name on it, but that's by my request, but I will host it. I will meet you, greet you, let you watch me play poorly September 15th. Save that date. All the info eventually will be at KTRS.com. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm your host. I have two people in here with me. Pion, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Dan, say hi to everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
No sense in waiting every day to the Playhouse to introduce people. Let them know who you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Time is flying by. The older you get, the faster it goes. You hear that, but you don't really get it till you're 45 or 50. Then all of a sudden, you get it. Here we are already. If I were to go by what Dan puts on my sheet. See, I have one sheet of paper in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what it is. It's today's date. And here's what it says. This is all it says. Johnny Londo, First Community, American Equity, Amini's, Matheny, Thompson Price, MD Health and Wellness. That's it. That's to let me know that in the course of today's show, those are the commercials I have to do. And at the top, it has today's date, April 9th. 4/9.
Oh,
no?
Really?
Yeah, and let's see who puts this. Let me see who puts this page in front of. Oh, yeah, Dan. That's Dan is responsible. That's all he has to do. One page. It's not April 9th. It's May 9th. Or to many, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I think I just go ahead and get it over with. I knew he'd be ready.
Appreciate that.
Mm. Yeah, you're welcome.
I liked April 9th, I guess, for some reason.
Yeah, we probably should start with the Burke segment, but if it gets long, I might not be able to get in a couple of things I want to mention. I can't find many newspapers that I really like, and there's only one local paper, the Post-Dispatch, and I'm not crazy about it, but that's it. That's our local paper. And if you want some local news and sort of an more in-depth coverage, because the television, it's 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute, move. Then you go to the Post-Dispatch. And I stopped taking it years ago because of their extreme political bent. So I go online and I look at it. And there's a story in there this morning. I am stunned at how many stupid people there are in the world. And forget the rest of the world. Who cares if they're stupid over there? In this country, there's no excuse for being this stupid. And I'm talking about, again, the stupid morons who are victims and fall prey to these evangelists. Here's a guy I've never heard of. The Reverend David E. Taylor. You guys ever heard of him?
No.
I saw that story this morning.
Is it unbelievable?
Yes.
And here's
what's
more.
Well, it's not unbelievable. And I'm not shocked anymore or stunned at how many stupid people are.
I went online and looked at one of his sermons, and the place is packed. It's like a big, it's a big crowd of people, and they're all stupid. Every single person sitting there is an idiot. What you ought to do is, if you ever see somebody you know sitting in the congregation of Benny Hinn or David Taylor, and you see him, right then you go, okay, now I know how stupid that person is. Maybe I shouldn't hang around them. I'm usually not the smartest guy in the room, wherever the room is. I don't have a college degree. I've told you before, I don't really know a lot about anything. But at least I know that. I'm a realist. I know who I am, and I know what I don't know. And there are far more things I don't know than I do. My knowledge is fairly general and limited, but I do know this. Anytime a person tells me that he has conversations with God and then takes it so far as this lunatic to say that God took him to heaven so he could come back and tell us what it was like, run for your life. Instead, what stupid people... What?
He took him to heaven?
Oh, yeah. Instead, what stupid people do is they write the guy a check.
Oh.
Now, this is a guy who was trying to buy Jamestown Mall, and he wanted to build an arena where that mall was. $400 million. My guess is, had he been able to follow through... I hate to say this. I think he would have probably gotten the $400 million. All you need is $400 from a million stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it that way. So let me share with you. And by, if you are tempted to write me and say, how dare you? This is a man of God. Who are you to say God doesn't talk to him? I'm Frank O'Pinion. That's who I am, to say that God doesn't talk to him. And trust me, God doesn't talk to him. Now, he says, Reverend Taylor says that God comes to him with visions of the future, even with football scores. Now, right there, okay?
Football scores.
Right there, to me, there's the first red flag.
Why would you mention football scores?
I have no idea.
Later on,
it tells he got it wrong. Super
yes.
Bowl, he was wrong. So why don't the people stop payment on their checks once they see, oops, wrong Super Bowl scores? Now, he wears these Louis Vuitton suits. I watched a video of him in a deposition in a divorce case of one of his followers. Oh, by the way, speaking of his followers, remember that house out in wherever it was that the sports agent bought that was a $40 million house? Those two guys who had that car warranty scam? Remember that?
I don't remember that story.
Okay, it was a mansion. It's a gigantic $30, $40 million mansion.
It was here, right?
It's in St. Louis, yeah. I think it's in St. Charles County.
Yeah.
It's a massive, massive house. So, it's foreclosed on, and some local, Harold Lewis, I think is his name, sports agent buys it. I didn't realize that for 3 years, this Reverend David Taylor and some of his followers lived in that house, in this $30-40 million mansion. He wears these expensive suits, and one of the depositions, I should have played you some of it, but this attorney asks him, says, we see here like $30,000 last year for your clothes, and here's a $6,000 suit. And he just very matter of fact says, Uh-huh. Next question. I mean, that's what Jesus, that's how right. Jesus, he told me that's how he wants me to dress. Really?
Wow.
Folks, is anybody listening to this show think that Jesus comes to a guy and goes, hey, man, buy some Louis Vuitton suits. Please don't listen to our show anymore.
Yeah.
Okay? You're too stupid. Last month in Toronto, he told churchgoers that he had been face-to-face, listen to this, this is good, face-to-face with Jesus over 1,000 times. Oh,
face-to-face.
At an event in Michigan this past January, he told people, he said, that Jesus came to him and said, my Father, of course that's God, will be coming down soon with me. So Jesus and God will be visiting soon. The audience, it says, seemed stunned, and he made sure they understood that you, he quote, he, here's his quote, you're talking about the creator of the universe in this very room physically. Now, he's been looking for a world headquarters for his ministry. His ministry, by the way, is Joshua Media Ministries International. Well, that sounds legitimate to me. Mm. And he thought he'd found the perfect spot, Jamestown Mall. You know, I think if God came to you, and you've got now the whole world to consider for your headquarters for your global ministry, I think it would be Jamestown Mall, the old Jamestown Mall.
Right there.
That sounds perfect to me.
Right there around North Lindbergh there in 367, right in that. That's very easy access.
And he's asked his members to open their wallets and help him fulfill God's will by helping him buy this mall. Now, this is all falling apart. The city fathers are... I've never really understood what... How local politics works. I just don't. But somehow they got a roadblock and it got in his way. And he's all upset. He's suing somebody over it. Says the Macy's building should be his. It's just a bunch of crap. But what's interesting is he said that God promised him in a dream. He says, I'm going to give you a global base. And he tells the congregation, he says, I want you to build an arena, and this place has space for an arena. Now, this is the part that gets me. He has a weekly show on the national cable channel, The Word. Have you ever heard of this?
No. It's you know, one of those channels you flip by that always has.
Yeah, there's a segment on the guide. It's like 20 religious channels of people like this. So he says he had a $400 million bank loan lined up, along with a $10 million donation from Arizona Cardinals linebacker Carlos Dansby.
Oh,
and I might add, a spokesman for Dansby said, what?
Yeah. I think they said, he's heard of this guy, but there's no $10 million.
Now, Taylor, and think about this, folks, before you laugh him off, he says anybody who doesn't help him is essentially spitting in God's face and is siding with the devil because the devil doesn't want any of this to happen. Well, that makes sense to me. He said in a video before Super Bowl XLVIII, whatever that is, that God had revealed to one of his colleagues that the Broncos would beat the Seahawks 24-21. Seattle won 43-8. Wow. God's supposed to know everything. He messed that up pretty good. Now, his most high-profile follower is Alexis Herman. Alexis Herman was the Secretary of Labor under Bill Clinton. And Alexis Herman actually appeared in a video to invite people to this guy's crusade against cancer. That's the other thing. He's going to cure cancer.
Oh.
Now, he's got events planned all over the world this year. Let me stop right there. The very fact that this guy is able to travel all over the world on the dollars and the dimes of idiots disturbs me. He made the news in Michigan in 2015 when a Michigan woman gave him more than $1 million. Now, her husband subpoenaed Reverend Taylor to give a videotape deposition of the couple's divorce case. The husband said he made the video available to people to publish online, and in the video, and I watched part of it, he describes driving expensive cars, traveling the world and buying expensive clothes. One year they spent $30,000 on this guy's clothes, and he said, that's right. When the lawyer asked him, he said, yes, because I was traveling so much and I was sweating through my clothes. You know,
oh man,
I'm a pretty big, excuse me. Close that door. There's a door open that shouldn't be open. I'm a pretty heavy sweater. I sweat profusely, a lot of people would say. I just do. I sweat in air conditioning. So I get it. I could see how you sweat in your clothes. You need $30,000 for clothes. Now, apparently the guy spends a lot of time in St. Louis, especially when he was living in that mansion. Mm. And according to this, he will appear in St. Louis in June. I don't have much more detail. Let me read you some other the more interesting parts of this. He says he's been in the St. Louis area for 20 years. He does not have a church. He has miracle crusades around the country. They are live streamed on his website, many of them from suburban Detroit. Now,
I wonder, is that where he's originally from, is Detroit?
I don't know. He claims in videos and in his writings that he was a gangster and drug user who grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and that's when Jesus visited him for the very first time. He says he was 17, but in other writings he says he was 19. He's not really sure when Jesus visited him, but he said one of the visits included a trip to heaven. Now, folks, listen to this. He says, quote, in 2000, Jesus took my spirit out of my body, and he took me to heaven. He said, I had a trip to heaven, y'all. I saw heaven. I don't have time to go through the details. Wait a second. If I went to heaven, I'd have all the time in the world to give you all the details. He didn't have time to go through the details because, oh, yeah, it never happened.
You're just telling us now that you went to heaven. You got to see what heaven is like.
But I don't have time for the details.
People that have died before, and they say, and they come back, and they say, I saw a bright light. That's all they say.
They were only out for an hour, and they tell us all kinds of stuff.
So
he says, one of the things, though, you will notice that Jesus, he said to me, I brought you here so you could go back to earth and tell people what happens in the miracle crusades that I told you to hold.
Oh man.
He said during the tour, Jesus allowed a screen to come down and a video. It's like Jesus showed him the future and a video with all these people attending his events and performing miracles. So Jesus has already showed him what's going to happen.
Jesus had a screen come down?
Yeah.
And then he goes,
like
the
a
video.
Home theater. Jesus apparently has a home theater.
Yeah.
He also says, Reverend Taylor says, he predicted the September 11th attacks, 9/11, and that he knew to leave New York before the planes hit. Well, hang on, Reverend. If you knew...
Yeah.
Apparently, you didn't tell anybody. You just saved your own butt and got out of New York. I knew to leave. What kind of statement is that? I knew it was going to happen, so I just got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for saving so many other people. Oh, my goodness, this is unbelievable. I love this stuff. I love it. Because I know that I am like blanking in the wind. I know that what I'm saying is not going to make any difference. I'm not going to save a lot of stupid or elderly, naive people from anything because they're not listening to this right now. Is anybody else just stunned that there are enough people this stupid to pay for this guy to travel the world, not pay taxes?
I don't understand. There is something missing in a person's life to go to follow someone like that.
You're at the lowest point of desperation.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I will never be that desperate or that lost or that just out of other options ever.
But he's talking about when he was younger, and that's when Jesus took him. But he was a thug and a gangster and a drug addict. He probably did some acid back then, and that's when he hallucinated all this stuff. And man,
it's a great story. It's such a great story. I never heard of the guy, David Taylor. We got far too many of those guys. Now let's take a break. We come back. We'll do some Burke segment. You want to do traffic first? You want me to talk about what it's like.
You can go ahead and talk about Londo.
Yeah. All right. I've bought, I think, 4 or 5 over the years vehicles from Londo. Didn't buy any, and I guess the first one would have been about when he came on board, 13 years ago.
I have 3 personally that I've bought, and then 1 for my daughter.
Well, let's turn to Peon and ask him, uh-oh, how many Londo vehicles have, uh-oh, you bought?
We have one that my wife, mm-hmm, drives. So.
Well, that's, I thought, right, I could stop you there.
No.
But
no.
I was wrong. I was wrong.
We're all on board.
So you see, folks, we walk the walk and don't just talk the talk. And all we're asking you to do is give them a chance. Give them a shot at your business. You're car shopping, or you're going to be car shopping. Just wheel on in there. Tell them, and if you tell them your AM and the PM, sadly, the people who aren't will never notice that sort of little extra enthusiasm, extra smile, extra service you get when you're AM and the PM. You're kind of rewarded for that. And everybody gets treated well. But the poor, sad souls who don't listen to this show, there's just so much they'll never know. They've never gotten to hear John Londoff on here with us being sensitive, taking things the wrong way, and that we're abusing him and making fun of him. They never got to hear that. Maybe some of the business is sympathy business, because people, you guys are awfully tough on him. I'm going to buy a car from him. Great. Great. That's fine with us. We've never, ever said there's no other place to buy a car. You don't want to go anywhere else. This is the only decent dealership. We don't say things like that. That stuff is stupid. Here's what we do say. Your AM and the PM, you like this show. You know what keeps this show on the air? A handful of advertisers you hear me speak for. That's it. That's what keeps the show on the air. And if you will give them a shot at your business, the show can stay on the air. It really is that simple. And we've never said you have to do it, but I can't imagine that if you go there and shop, you're going to choose some other dealer who has a comparable vehicle. It's not going to happen. So just do that for us, would you? Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, they've been around a while. Great reputation, family business, one location, lots of vehicles, like 1,000 total. You say, well, I've driven by there. I've seen that. There's no way. Yes, there is. You didn't see all of it.
Yeah, keep going back.
Back and back and back.
Road.
And more back. Yeah, they're there. They've bought over the years extra property to accommodate the cars, because they need the property to accommodate the cars because of the business they do. It's a tremendously successful business. And you don't get that way by never meeting the people, by having a name on a sign, but that person never shakes hands or meets anybody. I can name you a couple of dealerships in town that have been around a long time. You'll never meet the owner, ever. He didn't want to meet you. I spoke for one of them for a while. Thank goodness I don't anymore. And I didn't know until I became a spokesman that this guy was this way. And he made it very clear. He's not interested in meeting customers. I prefer to go with somebody like this who does want to meet you. And if you can't meet him and he's not there, which is rare, let him know. I'd like to meet Mr. Londoff about a car. He'll make it happen. I tell you, he'll make it happen. It is just a place that does business the way little dealerships in small towns did business years ago. You can still do it and be big. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All righty. It's time for a look at traffic, and things have already started to get a little busy out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, a little bit crazy, Dan. If you're traveling on westbound Highway 70 at Jennings Station Road, you've got an accident. Only the left through lane is getting through. Now, they have it blocked off to where you can enter from Jennings Station Road onto westbound 70, but boy, we're getting pretty good backup there. And then eastbound drivers, they're slowing down to take a look, and it looks like traffic is backed up to Florissant. You had an earlier incident, and it looks like this stalled vehicle was on the ramp from westbound Highway 70 onto 94 that was causing a little bit of a backup there. Eastbound Highway 270 slows east of McDonald through 170. You've got southbound 270 stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 270, I can't really see a reason for it, but pretty well jammed up just a little bit north of Doherty Ferry to north of Manchester. And we've got a major jam on southbound Lindbergh from Ladue down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Cardinals Baseball. The Cards host the Giants the weekend of May 19th through the 20th. 21st with great giveaways all weekend long, like a replica BP jersey. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
This guy knows Metro St. Louis traffic patterns with his eyes closed.
It's a mess.
He's Tim Weiland, the best in the business when it comes to letting you know where the trouble spots are.
Being born and raised in St. Louis, I did get to know the main highways really well. I got to learn the back roads, side roads, subdivision roads, and things like that. My job is to try to get you the quickest way around that, or to let you know, hey, they're going to have it cleared here soon, stay the course, or go around it. And my job is to try to get you there a little bit quicker, but safely.
Traffic reports when you need them, even in the middle of your workday. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Nearly 80 years ago, Midwest Floor opened its doors for the first time with one goal in mind: to supply the St. Louis area with the finest quality flooring and craftsmanship available. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor, and it is my pledge to the St. Louis area to continue that policy by providing you with a comfortable shopping experience from the most knowledgeable sales staff anywhere, along with expert union craftsmen to install your floor. Karastan Carpet, with the same reputation for quality, is offering up to $1,000 in rebates on every carpet in their prestigious line. This month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings, plus up to $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group, 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
With 65 years of service and three generations of serving the St. Louis area, Compton Roofing is ready to help you with a roof replacement or repair. In St. Louis, you never know what Mother Nature has in store for us. The professionals at Compton Roofing understand both roof replacement and insurance claims. So call them for your roofing, gutters, and other storm needs. Compton Roofing, experience you can count on and quality you should expect. Visit them at ComptonRoofing.com or call Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Addiction inflation can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Do you love golf? Do you appreciate our veterans? The KTRS McGraw Open Golf Tourney June 9th at Normandy Golf Course will be raising money for the Focus Marines Foundation, serving wounded warriors, and the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, honoring veterans by transporting them to Washington, D.C. to experience the memorials built in their honor. Join McGraw Millhaven and book your foursome now for this great day of fun and help raise money for two great charities. Foursomes are filling up fast, so go to KTRS.com and click on McGraw Open for details. A foursome is just $500 and includes lunch, 18 holes of golf, followed by post-golf cocktails and food. Go to KTRS.com now and download your entry form. Then sign up and reserve your spot before they're all booked up. The KTRS McGraw Open, to benefit our veterans, is presented by Altair Travel, Gelmish & Sons, and Outdoor Living.
And once again, to clear up what apparently is some confusion on the part of some listeners, because I get the emails, that is a separate golf tournament. It is not a replacement tournament for the Backstoppers tournament that I am proud to host. As much as I don't like golf tournaments, I will be happy to do that again the second year in a row because of the fact that Backstoppers gets a big check from us. So that's September 15th. Not, again, to be confused, this other one is not a replacement tournament in any way. And the name of the one in September is the KTRS Big 550 Golf Tournament to benefit Backstoppers. But I will be there. Okay. I want to thank everybody who has ever gone to one of our advertisers and said, I'm here because I'm AM in the PM. Thank you. That's why we're still here. We're coming up on 20 years. Do you believe that? That seems unbelievable to me. I would never have thought I'd be here that long. And the only reason for it, one reason, you giving your business to the people that you hear speak for on this show. One of those is First Community Credit Union. And I told you the story how that happened. We had a bank. We had a good relationship with a bank for 9 years. And then the president left. He went on to other things, and they brought in a new guy, an incompetent, dumb guy. And he cleaned house, and he changed everything, including he dropped the advertising on this show. 1 year later, he was dropped because of the mess he made. But right away, once the slot was available, I had the great pleasure of meeting Glenn Barks, the president of First Community Credit Union, and that was a good day because it's resulted in a terrific relationship that they have with us, we have with them, and that you have with them if you are one of the people, the many people, who has decided to change where you do your banking. If you haven't done that, think about it. I know it's not a big priority. It's not anybody's top priority. Unless the bank has just done something horrible to you and really messed something up, then it might be. But for the most part, it's not the top of your list. And we're not asking you to put it at the top of your list. We're just asking you to consider doing what so many other people have done. Change where you do your banking. It's no big deal. You'll still get all the stuff you have from your bank. We just think that you'll feel like it's all a little bit better. The rates are competitive, stable, it's secure. My goodness, 43 locations. You're with the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. That's all. And Saturday, 7 to 9 o'clock, if you get a chance, I think if you listen once, it'll be must hear radio on Saturday morning. 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale. One sponsor and one sponsor only, First Community Credit Union. It is a great place to bank. If you want to know more, stop in, get some fresh popcorn. Tell them it's okay because you're AM and the PM, or go to their website, firstcommunity.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do too.
Ooh, look at that. I believe the first voice heard was that of Dan Strauss. Dan, it's all yours.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Frank.
You're welcome.
And my mine won't take long at all, so Peon should be able to get his in on time and everything before we go to the top of the hour. I've been like a world traveler. Not a world traveler.
Well, just yesterday morning, you were in Nashville, Tennessee.
I was in Nashville, Tennessee. This morning, I was in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Stop it.
And
loading you need a private plane.
I know. Loading up all the big stuff for my daughter. I can't believe this. She's at the end of her second year in college. Mm. And we had to go down to load all the big stuff up. And then she has her last final on Thursday, and she's going to bring the rest of the smaller stuff back with her.
Why? And then she has to take it all back in the fall.
Yes.
Why can't they just find a room and leave it, a dorm?
Yeah, because, I don't know, because everybody does that.
I know. I remember with my son. I never could figure that out.
Yeah.
In a house, though.
She's in a sorority house.
Ah.
And she will end up getting another room, a different room. But they all get different rooms next year. It's not like you get the same
room.
Yeah,
it's a shame they don't have like a storage unit or something. A sorority.
Even if you had to pay a small fee to store.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe that's a business you could go into, a college storage unit.
Buy a storage facility in the college town.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, and then charge them so much, not a whole lot, so they can store their stuff in there and be done with it. But yeah, campus police, I think, sometimes are just jerks. There's one area where you can load in and load out.
Well, we just had a new sponsor starting today, the Campus Police Association.
Oh, really?
There goes that account.
Doggone it. And it's mostly handicapped spots there. But everyone goes in there and they park and they turn their flashers on, and if somebody comes up and they need the handicap spot, people move. It's constantly moving in and out. The campus police have been going by and slapping tickets on cars like crazy.
But the truth is, they're breaking the law.
Well,
they're not handicapped.
No, and they don't have a sticker. They don't have a sticker or anything like that. But people aren't there that
long.
So
you're saying you hate handicapped people?
No. No, I'm not.
That's what I hear. Pion, did you hear that?
Oh, well, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe so, yeah. maybe I do. But
I know what you're saying.
No, but they're not. The kids are pulling up. One of my daughter's friends, she's in the sorority. She had her car was there, and she said, please don't write me a ticket. She has her flashers on. She goes, I'm loading some things into my car. And
she flashed him? He still gave her
ticket? Yeah. And I'm moving my car. I'm moving my car in a few minutes. I just have to load some things into my car. The cop put the ticket on her little note that she left.
But the truth, you know what? If you want to be literal about it, it's against the law. That is a place for handicapped people.
Oh no, I
agree. Yeah. There's got to be a little. You know, it's sort of like the speed limit is 60. Mm-hmm. Then I can stop you for 62. But the truth is, you're speeding.
Especially you during the speed move limit. In and move out time.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like it's an ongoing thing.
And there's only that is the only spot at the sorority house where you have access to come in and out and go to the cars. Otherwise, any other place, it's insane to try and get big, like, you know, those college refrigerators and all that stuff that you're going to have to carry out and everything.
I wonder what the rule is for how many handicapped spaces per, you know, whatever, 100 spaces in the parking lot. There's got to be a formula for that, because I'm going to tell you something.
I'm sure.
Please don't take this the wrong way. We've all seen places where it seems to me they have an overabundance of handicapped spaces because they're never full.
A dozen or something.
Yeah, and they never are all used.
And these are never used. They may maybe one space.
Yeah, because how many handicapped college students are there?
I know. Maybe one handicapped spot is used out of the ones that are there. And it's not a big area. So there's one spot that is non-handicapped, and the other ones, there's like four or five of them that are. The rest of them are handicapped.
Now somebody's going to mishear this. So before you get on your computer and start emailing hate emails to me or to them, make sure you understand what we're saying here. That you could make an exception once a year or twice a year, unloading and loading, okay? Or maybe four times a year, semesters. It's not the end of the world.
And they know that everyone that parks in there, they're gone. As soon as they're loaded, they're out of there.
We did it. My daughter, one of my sons, we did it.
Yeah, but some of these, they just sit around and they stock it, and then it's like, whoosh, whoosh, they're writing tickets out.
It's a money.
Out.
It's a revenue generator.
It's a very, yeah, it's $50 a ticket.
Yeah, say, I mean, that's crazy, whoa, too. For, well, a yeah, handicap spot, it's not a normal parking ticket.
No. No, oh, no, it's not. No, they fine you, like, in a store or something like that. It's at, what is it, $50 to $250?
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
$250, yeah, something like that. But
I told you, we know a doctor who has a fake handicap thing he hangs from his mirror.
Oh.
It's a counterfeit one, but it looks... And whoever checks those numbers anyway?
I don't know.
I mean, it's the real yeah, deal. And the last time I discovered it, I forgot what it was. We were somewhere, and I don't know, meeting for lunch, something. He was with his girlfriend. And I see him, and we're trying to find a place to park. We had to park. And I get up, and I see it. When I get to the entrance, he's right there. I said, "You're not handicapped, are you?" And he goes, "No, nah," but he says, "My brother-in-law makes these, and you can't tell him from the round." I said, "You're a doctor."
Oh, man.
"You're a doctor."
That's brutal.
Yeah, I know.
Now, that one's brutal, but yeah, I think they could have a little leeway to, but it is a revenue generator, and they'll take advantage of that. They're just taking advantage of it, I think, but that's it. That's all I had.
Peon, you have the floor.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
One thing I saw today, a story in the New York Post. It starts out with kind of a sad start to this story. A 60-year-old woman died in Florida.
What's sad about that? Death, okay.
Yes.
And she's 60.
And her, let me see, her boyfriend, he's 65, is being accused of murdering her. But he's claiming now she accidentally choked to death while performing a Monica on him.
He must be carrying some kind of equipment.
And according to this renowned pathologist and former New York City medical examiner, he said his defense may work. They say he will allow them for evidence to view
his manhood.
Yes.
Now, no women are going to want to do it.
Yes.
Woman dies.
He wants permission from a judge to bolster his argument by showing it to the jury to support his claim that she died while doing this.
I hope not too many women hear this story.
Let me see.
No, I'm not doing that. That woman died, remember?
His attorney says they have an expert witness who will testify that her death is consistent with being accidentally sexually asphyxiated during oral sex.
All right, this is the one case I'd like to be on the jury. This is the jury duty that I'll take this.
I can see, this is a little aside here, I can see how during that you may be able to not breathe for a little bit, but to go as far as to keep doing that, because you know, you could, you would think you could stop under a normal boyfriend girlfriend exchange. You could stop during if she's having a problem.
There could have been an issue where he was getting close and then grabbed the back of her head.
Damn.
Well, I'm just saying.
Dan Strauss.
I'm just saying.
Sounds to me like Dan's condoning that.
Wait a minute, sir. He knows what it, he knows he what kind her of. But this other medical examiner says it is entirely possible because one cause of death that he hasn't come across during his career is this. He goes, "There's quite a number of ways sexual activity can lead to inadvertent deaths, but I've never heard of choking on a member."
Okay, what if she had a cold and both nostrils are completely clogged? Okay, we've had that. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Yet she is so willing to please that she's not about to stop now, even though she can't breathe, and she goes so far as to actually die for her man.
Yes. I know that.
Wow, that's dedication.
And so one last thing to the story, the same medical examiner says he's even seen cases where a woman has died while receiving this after a man blew air into there, causing an air embolism.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
So apparently that can happen too.
Up there, this sex is a rough
thing.
This
should be a story to follow. We'll keep tabs on it.
I'm starting to see why so many people, women, don't want to have sex. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Yes. Just be careful.
That's all I had.
Yeah. Be careful out there. All right, we can close the bird segment.
Hey, honey.
Air. There's a name for that. And when that No. We'll leave it right there. Leave it right there. Starts with a Q. Okay.
Out.
Yeah, starts with a Q, I believe. American Equity Mortgage, up until right now, was a great sponsor. They probably left today. Nah, they didn't leave. They're still with us. Been with us 25 years. Longest running advertiser we have. Second is Thompson Price at 21. I like that. That's an impressive track record. I do feel sorry for, there have been some advertisers who they come and they leave and they'll never know what would have happened had we kept this relationship going. The one that comes to mind was one that left not too long ago. Wanted to leave after 6 months. I don't know. And finally decided to go. And 2 months later called me and said, had a record month. Now, had they pulled the plug, they would never 2 months later have seen that record month. Don't ask me why it takes longer for some people to react and call American Equity or what. I don't know. But apparently American Equity Mortgage knows how this advertising thing works. Stay the course, and they've stayed it for 25 years. You know what they do? They're in the mortgage business. So you need a house, you get a mortgage. Beyond that, they're in the loan business, loaning money to people who are homeowners because they know that equity. That's the best lender you can have, is somebody who's a homeowner. Check it out. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
All right, let's get a quick check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Wyatt.
Still working with that accident on westbound 70 at Jennings Station Road. Two right lanes are blocked. They are letting you on from Jennings Station to westbound 70. Only the left lane through, and right now traffic is backed up to Grand. And on northbound Highway 270, it looks like there's some kind of incident between Manchester and the Clayton Road overpass that's causing that backup to Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Hallmark Signature. Mother's Day is Sunday. Celebrate Mom with a card as beautiful and inspiring as she is. Find Hallmark Signature in the card department wherever Hallmark cards are sold. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is available at a $5 fill-up for a limited time. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFC's. Tax extra.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m.